Hello, lovely people of Audio Candy. I just finished writing the Little Things questionnaire, and I figured I should record my answers for you guys. So, here goes. Number one, what's something you can't throw away? When I was really little, before the Harry Potter movies came out, my mom used to read them to me and my sister, the books. And I don't even remember how many books had come out before the movies had come out. It might have just been the first one, I don't remember. But either way, my sister and I really loved them from a very young age, before the movies. And so my mom got us a notebook that we shared. And inside the notebook, we wrote like spell lists, and we drew pictures of what like the spells looked like, and the characters, and different creatures and stuff. And we had like stickers that we made that looked like Harry Potter stuff. And yeah, I still have that notebook, and I don't think anyone knows that I have that notebook. It's not like it's a secret, but it's just one of those things that's been in my room for like a million years now, and sometimes I find it, I always find it in like random places, like under piles of clothes or like behind my bookshelf. It just like pops up and it's there, and every time I see it I get so happy and I like look through the whole thing. And then I just end up throwing it in another corner so I can make sure that I unexpectedly find it next time. But yeah, I'm definitely never going to throw that away. I just love it. I love it so much. Number two, are you more of a forgiver or a forgetter? I'm definitely more of a forgetter. I find it very hard to forgive people. I have forgiven people in the past, but it's taken a very, very, very long time for people to regain my trust. I don't trust people very easily in the first place. And if I do trust someone and they break that, then it takes a very, very long time to rebuild it. So usually when something bad happens that is worth forgiving or forgetting, I honestly just try not to think about it because it makes me sad. And so I just kind of don't think about it at all until I forget about it, and then the memory seems kind of foreign, and then I don't have to worry about it. So yeah, I'm more of a forgetter than a forgiver. Number three, name two good habits and two bad habits of yours. Good habits. I do drink a lot of water. People say that's a good thing. And my other good habit is that I don't consider myself like an organized person, like in person, I guess. I mean, my room is like average cleanliness, and my school bag is like a total mess, but my computer is like very, very organized, so that's a very good habit of mine. I keep everything in like folders. I never just have files floating around, and I make sure to like throw away stuff that I don't need anymore. So yeah, I do pride myself in my habitual computer organization. Okay, and bad habits. I have a bad habit of biting my lips whenever I get nervous. Also, whenever I smile, I bite my lips a lot. And also, whenever I'm bored and like I'm putting my elbows on a table and my face goes kind of like on top of my hands, lots of times my fingers like go up and pick at my lips, and they're usually already chapped, and then I just end up like picking all the skin off of them, which is gross, and it's a bad habit. So lip picking, yeah, my lips are always chapped, they're like disgusting. Okay, and my other bad habit is that I procrastinate. I think most people procrastinate. I always get stuff done. I'm never late to turn anything in, I'm never late to any event, but I do things pretty last minute. And it's partly just because I feel like if I work too long on something, then I'm just wasting time, you know? Like, I know I can write a whole essay in an hour, so why would I take, like, 5 weeks to do it? You know? It's like, yeah, I can get away with it, so I do it. Okay, number four. Name three places you can call home besides where you live now and where you've long-term lived before. My family on my dad's side, we have like a camp type thing, way down the bayou, like totally off the grid. And I don't really actually enjoy it there, but I know the land very well and I'm comfortable there. And I honestly feel like I could survive there without ever having to make a trip to the grocery store, just because I know, you know, how to get my own food and I know how to live there. So I think I could call that place home. Also, my old high school's band room. I used to be in there pretty much all the time that I wasn't in school. I would go there at 6:30 in the morning, and then I would have my school day, which would end at like 3, and then I would stay at the band room until about 6 at night, either practicing or doing homework or talking to my friends or talking to the directors or giving lessons to other people. So yeah, the band room at my old high school is definitely a second home. And then the third place that I can call home is kind of a secret, but I trust you guys here at Audio Candy, so I'm sure you guys won't like tell all my friends that I'm telling you guys this. But there's a sort of a secret hideout in our town, and people go there around late high school and all the way through college years. And it's, well, we have like this park in our town, and then behind the park there's like this really ugly ditch, and then covering the ditch is like this thick bunch of like bamboo and stuff. And if you go on the other side of the ditch and enter the bamboo from the other side opposite from the park, then there's like a, you can like climb a little hill and go through the bamboo, and there's a little clearing there, and we call it Narnia. So yes, Narnia is another second home of mine. Okay, number 5, do you move your hands a lot when you speak? Yes, definitely. I move my hands a lot when I speak, and I also, I guess kind of more than I move my hands, I move like my whole body. My friends always laugh at me about it too, because I do it like, I don't even realize when I do it usually, and whenever I'm at a loss for words, my friends tease me because I instinctively just try to say what I'm trying to say, like, with my hands instead of my words. So then it just, I don't know, it just looks stupid. So yes, I definitely move my hands a lot when I speak. Okay, number 6. Can you talk over a group? I can talk over a group. I usually don't like to. I guess I know I can because I've been in like theater and stuff, and not only have I like played roles where I have to be a loud type of person, but also, you know, just being in theater in general, you have to be kind of loud. So yeah, I know I can talk over a group, I know that I can be loud, but like normally when I'm just being myself, it's hard to like turn on that loud side of me. Okay, number 7. What little things cheer you up? Puns. I love puns. If I'm ever in like a really sad mood or a bad mood, I literally just go look up puns about different topics, and I can't help but smile. I don't know, I just love puns. They always make me happy. Other little things, let's see. I really like it whenever I notice my friends picking up some of my mannerisms, or when I notice myself picking up some of my friends' mannerisms. Because, you know, both parties do it totally accidentally, and then after we do it, we usually don't even comment on it, but it's like we both know in our, we both have that moment in our head where we're like, oh my gosh, we've been around each other so much that we're like syncing up all of our mannerisms. I think it's kind of a magical moment in a friendly relationship when that happens. Number 8, do you fidget, and does it annoy you when other people fidget? Yes, I definitely fidget. Usually if I'm sitting, I mean, sometimes I like sit on my feet so that I don't have to worry about it, but like if I'm in a situation where I can't because that looks too unprofessional, then yeah, usually my like knees bounce or whatever. And like if I'm sitting in like a spinny chair, then I usually like spin in it. Or if I'm standing, then like sometimes I sway. Yeah, so I fidget. And does it annoy me when other people fidget? It kind of depends on like how they're fidgeting. Like if they're not being noisy about it, then I don't usually mind. But like repetitive noises kind of annoy me. Like if they're like tapping a pencil or clicking a pen, that can like really, really get to me. But if they're just like, you know, shifting their position around or doing something like that, then that doesn't annoy me. Number 9, do you talk to yourself? Yes, I do. I definitely did it a lot more when I was younger, and I do it less now, but like, yeah, when I'm alone, I just catch myself like having conversations with myself all the time, totally. I don't even know what I'm talking about usually. But yeah, that I do talk to myself. Number 10, do you keep a journal? I try, kind of, but I always like give up on it after a few days or a few weeks, and then I like get back to it and then I forget, so I kind of do, but it's like really inconsistent. The most successful journal that I've had was a dream journal, and I think the reason why that was so successful was just because I wasn't thinking too hard about what I was writing. I would just like keep it right next to my bed, and then like I would wake up in the middle of the night with a dream and I would just quickly scribble it down like while I was still in the dark, then I would close it and go back to sleep, you know? So I wasn't thinking about my wording or anything. It was really just about trying to remember for myself what my dreams were. And I kind of stopped doing that, especially now that I make recordings too. It's like, so it's its own dream journal, and I really like that, so yeah, that's cool. Number 11, what's a talent or a hobby that you lost? In elementary school, I used to play soccer, and I was very good. That stopped when I got into high school because I chose band over, like, sports. But yeah, in elementary school, I was, like, a rad soccer player. I was, like, the best. I was the best defender on the ever of the world, so yeah. But I suck at sports now, so whatever. Number 12, choose one: glowing, sparkling, glittering, shining, or shimmering. For me, it's hard to choose between sparkling and shimmering, but I think I'm gonna choose sparkling, just because, like, sparkles are pretty. I feel like shimmering is more like someone in the desert flashing a mirror at the sky or something for a plane, but then when I think of sparkling, I think of, like, a bubble that's, like, has light shining on it, and so it has little sparkles around it. I don't know. That's what I think of when I think of sparkling, and I like that. So sparkling, that's what I choose. Number 13, do you touch people a lot, and do you like it when they touch you? No, I do not touch people very much. It's not an instinct that I've developed. I just naturally don't get that urge to touch people. I'm not very touchy-feely at all. Other people seem to be like to be able to so naturally just like pat someone on the back or like give them a hug. For me, like those sorts of interactions take a lot of thought. And do I like it when people touch me? Definitely not either. Especially if they like surprise me. I really don't like people coming up from behind and like hugging me or tickling me or something. That's not okay at all. I don't like it. So don't do it. Number 14, what is your favorite aisle to walk down in the grocery store? For me, it's between the fruit section, because I love the way fruit smells and the way fruit looks, like all the different colors and the different shapes and stuff, and the coffee aisle, just because I really like the smell of it, and I don't even drink that much. I probably drink more tea than I drink coffee, but I really like the smell of the coffee aisle. And then, of course, the spice aisle. Oh my god, that one just smells great. But I don't know which one I like walking down the most. I guess I'm gonna go with the fruit section just because it's both visually and, like, smellishly appealing. And the other two are really only appealing to, like, my nose. So yeah, the fruit section. It's not really an aisle, but you guys get what I mean, yeah. Okay, number 15. What is your favorite everyday sound? I have a lot of favorite sounds. I really like the sound of crunching leaves. And I really like the sound. Okay, this one's like weird, but I just love the sound so much. Like, if there's like pasta and it's almost done cooking and it's still like boiling in the water, like the sound of like you stirring the boiling water with the pasta in it, it's just the best sound ever. I love that noise. So yeah, I think those two are my favorites. If I had to choose one, I guess I would go with the crunchy leaves. Crunchy leaves are good. Alright, so that's it for the questionnaire. So goodbye, guys. I really hope some of you do this questionnaire because it was really fun to write, and all of these questions, I think, you know, they're easy to answer, but they also can tell other people a lot about what you're actually like to be around, you know? And so I really want to hear some of you guys' answers. I'm realizing now that I think I, like, talked really quickly through this whole thing. So, sorry about that. It'll probably end up being, like, super, super choppy. So, hope you don't mind. And I'm off, because I gotta go do stuff.